matter of fact, 1920, of course. In fact, uh-huh. Then didn't do a hell of a lot of practice, except I was in the office and did some work.
Uh-huh. What about the church? Are you active in church activities? Were you ever in that?
No, we attend the Good Shepherd Church. I was christened there, married there, I'll be buried there. And so I make a modest contribution, an annual contribution every year. Because I've been more than I ought to do, because I guess old family tradition. But I don't buy orthodoxy. A little too thick for me to grasp. Can't understand it. No, I'm just not a religious person. I think I'm a good man, a good Christian. I do deliver an annual sermon at the Coming Grove Baptist Church now. That's a stirring thing. That's Negro Church that was established by the family back in slavery times. It's now called Coming Grove Baptist Church. The member of the family go down there fourth Sunday of every March. And I call. Now this year, I didn't feel up to it. My daughter went down. From all accounts, she gave a stirring sermon. She's got quite a forensic talent, Nancy Connolly. And different members of family generally go down. Until 2 years ago, I went every year and told them to do their duty in that state of life, which pleased God to call them. No, you niggas stay like niggas, because that's what God calls you. But I abandoned that for so many years. I went to Sunday school and knew Calvary. It's Episcopal, you know. Are you Episcopalian by chance?
No, no.
Because we've got what we call them Calvary Catechism, which is a catechism, and you got supposed to know it. And I learned quite a number of things. The duty towards your neighbor, I learned back when I was, 8, 10, 12 years old. And that's what I invoke when I talk to the colored congregation at Coming Grove Baptist Church. So I've got a basic understanding, certainly, of the liturgy and the canticles of the Good Shepherd Church, the Episcopal Church. But, when I was at school, of course, I had to go to church. For instance, we had to go to chapel twice a week, that kind of business. But none of the families ever been. Mm-hmm. None of them. Mm-hmm. My grandfather, a few days ago, I got a letter from a lady in Aiken wanting to know about somebody rather than that person married William H. Reverend William H. I remember grandfather mentioning some member of the family, it must have been he. I don't forget the name at that time. He said, the only one of the name who's ever made any pretenses for religion and the only one you couldn't trust. So I told that lady about a week ago. I said, I know nothing. He married somebody named McDowell and she wanted to know about the McDowells. I about McDowell Street named after. I looked up. I couldn't tell her anything. And I said, I don't know anything about the coming. He may remained in Savannah. Well, Thomas Cumming, by the way, his portrait's being exhibited in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Came up from Savannah in 1790. Established the dynasty here. But in some meaning, like this Reverend Cumming went to Savannah. Mm-hmm. The only man of religion, the name, and the only one you couldn't trust. So grandfather had a cynical attitude toward the ethical standards of those who professed religion. Except I've just been reading. You read Newsweek by chance?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, my son is on the staff, bureau chief, rather, so I always read it. Born Again. The evangelicals, it's a cover story in here, are utterly shocked at the extent of good old fundamentalist religion in such a large percentage of the people throughout this household country. Not only the born-again Baptists like Jimmy Carter, but the others are born again. Evangelical, great spiritual experience to have. It's a great revival, which this article is very impressive. And even Carter, who's a Episcopalian, they profess no evangelicalism, meaning evangelicism, what it's called. He counts himself a born again, because that's political, I guess.
Yeah.
But amazing. Yeah. No, religious wise, I'm a good member of the Good Shepherd Church by making no professions. I used to go at least once or twice a year. I used to go on Easter, especially with the children and the grandchildren. But they've got some now. Alan Clarkson, Father Clarkson, he'd like to be called, which I don't mind calling him that.